The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Eruvin Daf Lamed Vov. At the end of Daf Lamed He, the Gemara is discussing the case of a man who touched someone who was lying next to him in the middle of the night, and then when he woke up in the morning, he discovered that the person lying next to him was in fact dead. Now, if he had touched him while the person was still alive, then there's no problem. But if he touched him after the man had already died, he himself becomes Tomei Mace, becomes Tommy. Now, he doesn't know whether when he touched this person, the person at that point was alive or dead, because it was the night and he couldn't see. So there we find that the halacha is, the Gemara brings down, that the person is in fact Tohar, and he does not have to go to Lechumra and say that he's Tomei. So there are different explanations given in the Gemara for this, but on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, at the very beginning of the Daf, Rava says, Hosom Trei Chazoki Lekula. The reason why we don't go to Chum in this case is because we have two Chazokas. One Chazoka, a Cheskas Chaim, of the person who's dead now, but certainly was alive beforehand. And we assume that since he was alive, we will continue the assumption that he's a Chazoka, that he remains alive until the moment we discover that he's dead. Number two, we have an additional chazoka to be maker and to be lenient, and that is the chazoka, the cheskas taro of the person who may have touched him when he was dead. He was tohar till now, and we'll assume he's tohar unless we can prove otherwise. So if we have only one chazoka in such a sofik, we would have to go lechumra. Whereas we have two sveikas lekula, then we can go lekula. Now Rashi explains that Rava is discussing a case where there was trei or trei, just like the previous Gemara. The Gemara itself doesn't say it clearly in Rava, but that's how Rashi learns the sugya. Trei or trei means we have two conflicting sets of witnesses. Normally, according to the halacha, if we have two male Jewish witnesses above the age of 13 who testify something, they are believed in a beis din. What happens though if two edim say one thing, and then another two edim come and say the exact opposite? We have trei or trei, two witnesses against another two witnesses. What's the halacha? Well, clearly we can't rely on either of the groups of witnesses, because we don't know who's telling the truth and who's not. What about, though, if we have a chazoka? Can we rely on the chazoka? Normally, if we have a sofik, we're not sure what happened to something. If we have no way of resolving the sofik, we follow the chazoka. Someone who is Tohar, he's not sure if he touched something Tomei, he's got a Cheskas Tara, and he remains Tohar. Someone who is Tomei, he's not sure whether he was Tovin in the Mikveh, has a Cheskas Tuma, and he remains Tomei. So normally in the case of a Sofik, if we have no other way of being Mavara of the Sofik, we go after the Chazaka. What about when we have two conflicting sets of aiding? In that case, the Gemara says we don't follow the Chazaka. The reason for this is itself a matter of dispute. The Gemara in Yevonos Daf Lamed Aleph. There are those who hold that trei u trei sofik d'oraisa. That means to say that if we have two eidim saying one thing and two eidim saying something else, then we have a sofik min ha-Torah what the status of this object is. And therefore, even if we have a chazoka, the chazoka is not going to help us. And they are going to explain the reason for this is that we know that two eidim, once you have more than two Eidim, it's the same as having two Eidim. Trei Kameah. If you have two Eidim saying one thing, and 100 Eidim saying the other thing, we don't cancel two against two, and then we have another 98. But we say, once we have two Eidim against another two Eidim, however many Eidim you add to either side is not going to make a difference. Two Eidim is the ultimate Birur, and three Eidim is as good as two Eidim. So if you have 100 Eidim against two, they still cancel each other out. Following the same logic, if we have two Edim testifying one thing and two Edim testifying the opposite, and a Chazaka, just like if we added more Edim to one side of the scale, it's not going to help us. To add a Chazaka to one side of the scale is also not going to help us. Once we have two Edim opposing it, that's the ultimate bearer. So adding a Chazaka on one or other side of the equation isn't going to change anything. And therefore, Trey remains a Sofik Ben HaTorah. We cannot use a Chazaka Ben HaTorah. However, the Maskan of the Gemara there seems to be, and certainly most, that seems to be the halacha, that we actually hold that Trey Utre is suffering to Rabbonon. What does that mean? That means to say that we have two Edim saying one thing and two Edim saying the other, they cancel each other out. And we're back to square one, we're left with a regular Sofik. I mean, I'll tell you that we could actually use the Chazaka if we have one. Because the two Edim against the other two Edim have cancelled each other out. However, Midrabbonon, Chazal said that we're not going to rely on the Chazaka in such a case. Because Chazal said at the end of the day, if we have two Edim saying not like the Chazaka, then we don't want to rely on the Chazaka. So the end effect is the same. At the end of the day, if you have Trey or Trey, a dispute between two sets of Edim, then we cannot rely on the Chazaka. The only difference is that if you hold that Trey or Trey is a Suffolk Daraisa, the reason why we can't rely on the Chazaka is a Din Min HaTorah. Whereas if you hold Trey or Trey as a Suffolk, to Rabbonon, Min HaTorah, the Edim cancel each other out, and we're left with the Chazaka. But with Rabbonon, we don't rely on the Chazaka, and we leave it as a mock-up of a Suffolk. So, again, coming back to our Gemara, says Rashi, Rav explains the Mishnah of the person who Sofek touched someone in the middle of the night and wakes up to find the person dead. As a case of Trey or Trey, there were two Edim who said he touched him when he was alive, and there were two Edim who said no, he touched him when he was dead. So they're contradicting each other. So we have a bottle of Trey or Trey. Now, although the man has a Chazaka of a Cheskes Tara, because until now he was Tara, until he had this Sofek, this doubt whether he touched the person next to him, whether he was alive or dead. Nonetheless, the halacha is, in case of Trey or Trey, we cannot follow the Chazaka, as we mentioned earlier. However, says Rava, if there's two Chazakas Lekula to be lenient, then we can follow the Chazaka. And in this case, there's two Chazakas. Number one, the Chazaka, Cheskes Tara, of the person in question, whether he became Tomei or not, till now he was Torah. In addition to that, there's the Cheskes Chaim of the person who's now found to be dead, who definitely was alive earlier. And since he was alive earlier, we assume that the Chazaka of Cheskes Chaim says he was alive until the last possible moment when we discovered that he was dead. In which case, if you touch him in the middle of the night, again, we can assume that he was alive at that stage. So we have two Chazakas Lekula, Cheskes Chaim of the person lying there, and the Cheskes Tara of the person who touched him. And therefore, although Trey or Trey is Isofik, nonetheless, since we have two Edim, two Chazakas Lekula, we follow the two Chazakas. So says Rava, according to our Gemara, the way Rashi understands the Sugya. Now, we have a very interesting halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchos Eidos, Siman Lamed Dalet, Siv Kaf Ches. Siman Lamed Dalet discusses the aveiros which a person can do, which makes him possible as an aid. If someone does an aveira, for example, in his Mechalat Shabbos, deliberately, bemazed, he now becomes possible the aidos, he cannot be used as a witness, and he cannot be relied on as a witness in a Beis Din. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you have two people who testify that a certain person, Reuven, was Mechalel Shabbos b'mezid? Another two Edim come along and say, we were there and we can testify the exact opposite, he definitely was not Mechalel Shabbos b'mezid. So now we have a Sofik whether Reuven can be used as a witness in a civil din Torah. Because we have two Edim who are saying he's Possel min HaTorah, we have two Edim who are saying Kosher min HaTorah. It's a case of Trey or Trey. Now, although he had a Cheskes Kashrus, he was assumed to be kosher until this point, we know the halacha is that Trey or Trey, you cannot rely on a Chazaka. Whether it's Min HaTorah or whether it's Min HaRabbanon, the end effect is you cannot rely on a Chazaka. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says, if this person, Reuven, wants to come along as a witness to testify against somebody, to be Moitzi Momon, to be Mechai of that person, to oblige him to pay money, then we ignore his testimony because we have a doubt whether he is a valid aid or not, and when in doubt we cannot use his aidus. And therefore this Reuven who has Trey or Trey discussing, arguing about whether he's kosher or apostle, cannot himself act as a witness in any other case until we're mavar the sofik. However, the loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, as we said, is he's this aid cannot be used to be moitzi momen be'edusay. Said the Pitchei Tshuva, quoting the Shaar Mishpat, yesh listopik. What about if this sofik aid doesn't want to be moitzi momen, but he wants to be machzik momen? For example, Shimon comes along to Levi, pulls out a shtar, there's a bill of debt, and says, you owe me money. Levi says, I paid back the money. But since Shimon has a shtar in his hand, the halacha is shorcha b'yodim boy, so Levi will have to pay the money again, unless he can produce a receipt. Now, what happens if Reuven, our sofik aid, comes along and testifies, perhaps together with another person or another sofik aid, on behalf of Levi, that he has in fact paid? So he's not testifying to be moitzi momen, he's testifying to be machzik momen, to leave the money where it is. Can we rely on this sofik aid to be machzik momen? The loshon of Shulchan Aruch is, we cannot rely on him to be moitzi momen. There's an implication that perhaps we can rely on him to be machzik momen. So asks, poses the Shaar Mishpat the question. In fact, the Shoyl to Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Chumas Rabbi Kiva Eger Matura Kamasim and Kuf Lamad Vav, brought up the same point. We're not Moitzi Momen with the aidus of a Sophic aid, but maybe we can use this aid to be Machzik the Momen in the hands of a Muchzik. And the reason behind it is, he says, because of those Trey or Trey, we have two aidim saying he's kosher and two aidim saying he's possum. Since Halacha's Trey or Trey Sfeikas are Abonon, in our Torah or Be'etzel we would go up to the Chazok and the Heskas Koshes of this aid, but Luchumu we don't, Midra Abonon. Nonetheless, if we have two Chazokas, then we do follow the two Chazokas, even in a situation of Trey or Trey. And in our case, we have two Chazokas, Heskas Koshes of the aid until now, and the Heskas Momon, the man who's holding on to the money, Levi is holding on to the money as a Cheskas Momon. And since we have two Chazokas Nechula, we won't go Nechuma, and we would ignore the fact that there's a Trey or Trey. So suggests the Shoyl to Kivega. Says to Kivega a few interesting points. Number one, he says, Lechora, I can bring a proof to your idea from Al Gamor and Erev and Dav Lamed Vav. Rova Lechora said exactly that. As Rashi explains, we're talking about a case of Trey or Trey. And normally we don't follow the Chazoka. Says Rava, however, if we have two Chazokas Lechuna, then we will ignore the Trey or Trey entirely. One Chazoka is not good enough, we'll be Machmer, and we'll assume it's a Sofik. But if we have two Chazokas Lechuna, we'll follow the two Chazokas. Cheskas Chaim of the man who's now dead, and the Cheskas Tara of the man who's a Sofik when it became Tommy. So too says Vukinega, that's the same thing as your Yusoid. He says to the show, that two Aidim against two Aidim, we don't normally rely on Chazoka, and therefore two Aidim testifying that this man is apostle Aidim, two Aidim testifying as a kosher Aidim, we cannot use him to be Moitzi Momon, but we can use him to be Machzik Momon, because he has a Cheskas Kasher still now, and there's a Cheskas Momon and a Nitva. So we can see from our Gemara in Erevin, the same you said that you wanted the same, we can apply it to Hilchos Aidus in Choshen Mishpat. The Shev Shmeitzer in Shmeitzer Vav, Perek Yud Zayin, also applies the same lomdus in a slightly different case. In his case, there was a tshuva of a marit about a girl who was sofik married when she was a katana, then did a miun. She was married when she was a katana, did a miun, and then got married to somebody else. And now two edim came along and say that when she was married the first time, she was actually a gedola. Two edim came along and said that the first time she was married, she was actually a katana. So now we have Trey or Trey, whether she is an Eishes Ish to the first one or not. Says the Shev Shmeitzer Lechera, even though it's a question of Trey or Trey, and we can't rely on a Chazoka, and a Chazoka here would be, because Chazoka, she was a Katana. Nonetheless, we have another Chazoka, she's a Chazoka, that she was a Penuya, that she wasn't married until now. Since we have two Chazokas, which go Lekula, we can ignore the Trey or Trey. And then again, the Shev Shmeitzer brings a raya from Al Gemara and Erevin that we see that even though Trey or Trey, we can't rely on a Chazoka, but if we have two Chazokas, then we can rely on it. Now, interestingly, both Reb Kiva Eger and the Shev Shmeitzer go on to explain that this Lomdus Lechera only works if we hold that Treu Treu is a Sofik Drabonon. That is to say, that the two sets of Adim, so to speak, because they contradict each other, cancel each other out, we're left with the Chazoka. Made up Torah, we would follow the Chazoka. Made Rabbona, we're Machmen, because at the end of the day, we have two Adim who said the opposite. In that case, there's room to say that if we have two Chazokas, then Chazal weren't Machmer anymore. However, Tesha Bikilega and the Shev Shmaitzer, both independently of each other, if Treo Trei is in fact a Chazoka to Raisa, that means to say that min haTorah we cannot rely on the Chazoka in the case of Treo Trei, because adding the Chazoka to either side of the equation isn't going to make the slightest bit of difference any more than adding more Eidim would help against two, because Trei Kameo. In that case, we don't follow the Chazoka at all, because at the end of the day, even the Chazoka backs up two Eidim, we have two Eidim opposite them and cancel them out. In that case, there's no Sfar Lechor whatsoever to say that if we had two Chazokas, we would follow the two Chazokas either. Because just like if you add more and more Eidim on one side of the equation, it's not going to change anything. And therefore, if you add Chazokas to one side of the equation, it's not going to change anything. Adding two Chazokas to one side of the equation, the Lechor should also not change anything. So indeed, there are those who prove from this Rashi and Erev, and the Rashi holds Treo Treo Sofik Rabbonon. Because Rashi says this is a situation of Treo Treo and two Chazokas does work, that would indicate that Treo Treo is Sofik Rabbonon. Because if Treo Treo is Sofik Raisa, then two Chazokas is not going to be any better than one Chazokam. So both of Kidei and the Shem Shmaitzer both go along the same line and say that in fact it's the Raya Lechor from Agamor and Erevin that two Chazokas is better than one Chazoka, even in the quest situation of Trey or Trey, but that only works if you hold the Trey or Trey as a Sofik to Rabbonon, but not if you hold Trey or Trey as a Sofik to Raisa. Fascinatingly though, in the Ritva and Al-Sugia in Erevin, it's Lechor and Mufur is not like that. The Ritva clearly says that even if we hold the Trey or Trey as a Sofik to Raisa, and in a regular case of Trey or Trey, we end up with a Sofik min haTorah and we ignore the Chazoka min haTorah. It's not just the Chumah d'Rabbanan that we ignore the Chazoka, but min haTorah we can ignore the Chazoka because we have two Eidim against another two Eidim. Nonetheless, what the Ritva, from our Gemara, it's clear that if you have two Chazokas, then we will follow the Chazoka, we will ignore the Trey or Trey. So the Ritva clearly saying, not like the Kidega, not like the Shem Shmaitzer, although what they're saying is more obvious, taber, nonetheless, we say something very interesting in the Ritva, that he holds that even if Treo Treo is a Sofik d'Oraisa, nonetheless, if we have two Chazokas, they can outweigh the Treo Treo, we would follow them to Kula. Just to add a little bit to Rabbi Kidega's children, Rabbi Kidega himself says that although he brought a riot to the Shoyals Yisoy from the Gemara and Erefin, says Rabbi Kidega, Lechoira, I don't think that it's necessary in our case to say this. Because even if it were not true, and even if Trey or Trey wouldn't help us if we had two Chazokas, just like Trey or Trey one Chazoka doesn't help us, even if we were to say Trey or Trey two Chazokas wouldn't help us, nonetheless, in the case of the Sofi aid, he would still be able to help out the Chora in a matzav to where he's coming to help a Muchzuk rather than to be Motzi Momon. And the reason for that is, says Rabbi Kidega, there is such a thing as a concept of muchzuk, that the person is holding on to the money, that he's allowed to keep it, unless we can prove otherwise, which is not directly necessarily connected to the concept of cheskas momen. Cheskas momen means if he's had the money till now, it probably belongs to him, and we'll leave it by him. But sometimes we find the concept of muchzuk, that we leave it by the person who's holding on to it, even if he's got no cheskas momen. For example, the famous case of Al-Araba, the boat which two people were arguing about, when Halacha was called Alin Gvar, whoever gets there first, since it's in a public domain, is allowed to keep it. That's clear, says Rabbi Kidega, that whoever holds on to it now hasn't got a cheskas momen. We can't say that the fact that he's holding on to it is a proof that it belongs to him. We know exactly why he's holding on to it, because he grabbed it now before the other guy. But there, he's allowed to keep it because although he has no cheskas momen, he's a muchzuk. Whoever's holding on to it keeps it until it can be proved otherwise. Not necessarily, though, because he has a cheskas momen. So even if we were to say that in the matter of Trey or Trey, not only would one chazoka not help us, but even two chazokas combined wouldn't help us. And therefore, in the case of the Sofik A, where he's coming to testify on behalf of a person who's holding on to the money, we would ignore his cheskas kashrus and the cheskas momen, Nonetheless, we'd still be left with a situation of mochzuk. The person, at the end of the day, he might not be able to use his cheskas momen, but he's holding on to the money. That's a concept of mochzuk, and we won't be motzi momen from a mochzuk in a situation of a sofik. So although lechori you're right, when we say trey or trey sofik derabonon, we can't rely on chazokah. If we have two chazokas, we can rely on it. In our case, it won't make a difference even if we don't say that, because even if two chazokas won't help us, we have the additional point of muchzik, even if we ignore the cheskas momen and the cheskas kashrus of the aid. And therefore, in such a situation, we would again leave the money by the muchzik. Finally, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I would like to go a stage further and say that in fact I disagree with the whole concept entirely. The whole concept of trey or trey, that we would ignore one chazaka, but we would follow two chazakas together, that's only, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the case of Issa Veheta. In the case of whether something is forbidden or it's permitted, then it's shaykh to say that although trey or trey is only a sofik derabanan. In other words, may not turn the two eidim cancel each other out. What we're left with is a chazaka. May not turn, we can follow the chazaka, but the rabbanan were machmei in it, so we don't follow the chazaka, and we consider it a situation of sofik, a situation of doubt. All that is in it in a heter. But when it comes to momenus, when there's two parties here, there's no svar to say the chazal will be machmei to ignore the chazaka, because what's a chumra for one is going to be a kula for the other. The Kid Eger doesn't actually add in this explanation, but the Chum is what he means. The whole concept of the Kid Eger of trey or trey, the Rabbanim and Machmer, not to follow the Chazaka, is only by Yitzhak the Heter and not by Mormonus. And he proved it, the Kid Eger proves it from Gomorrah and Parshatcha. At any rate, so the Kid Eger, therefore, in our case, even if we disregard again the Gemara in Erevin, in our Gemara, which says that trey or trey, we don't follow one chazaka, we follow two chazakas, in that case we don't have to come on to that. We have a case of din in Mormonus, and in that case, trey or trey, there's no reason why we shouldn't follow even one chazaka. We're not going to be machmim or rabbanon in the case of Mormonus, and therefore, once we have a situation of trey or trey, two eidim saying it's kosher aid and two eidim saying it's apostle aid, then we can rely on his cheskas kashrus. And he will be Nemun to be made on behalf of someone who's to be Machzik the Momen. Nonetheless, Dr. Kivega, he will not be Nemun to be Moitzi Momen. Kivega explains that a Cheskas Kashrus is not enough to be Moitzi Momen. In parenthesis, just to explain to her what he means here. That is to say, that when two Aiden come to Bezin and testify to a Moitzi Momen, the reason we believe them is not because they've got a Cheskas Kashrus. It's because there's no reason to assume that there's anything wrong with them. There's no sophic here. It's not that there's a sophic if they're kosher, we rely on the cheskas kashrus. On the contrary, a person who comes to bathe and is assumed to be kosher. And therefore it can be motzi momen. However, if we have an aid that is trey or trey, there's two against two testifying whether he's kosher or not, now we have a situation of sophic. We're not in a situation where we have no information about this person. On the contrary, we have information, one set of information saying he's possible and one saying he's kosher. That creates a matzav sofik. In a matzav sofik, we now need to rely on his cheskas kashrus. Cheskas kashrus is not enough to be moitzi momen. But certainly there's no reason why it should not be machzik momen. So in other words, just to sum up what we've learned today, some very important yesodos in trey u'trey. First of all, trey u'trey, there's a machlokes with deraita or derabanan. We don't follow a chazok in the case of trey u'trey. Some say minatoru we don't follow a chazok, some say minatoru we do follow a chazok, but derabanan or machmi. Al Gemara, according to Rashi, is talking about the case of trey u'trey, and Rava says, although we don't follow one chazok, but two chazokas we will follow, says both the Shmaitzer and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the chur that would only work if you hold the tray is a suffix to a bono, but if you hold the suffix to a raisa, just like adding one chazaka is to one side of the equation not going to help you, then two chazakas is also not going to help you. The ritual and erevin in our sugi is mashma that even if you hold tray is a suffix to a raisa, we can still follow two chazakas, not one, but if we have two, we can follow two chazakas. And in addition to that, we have this situation of the witness who two eidim say is possible and two eidim say is kosher. And the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rambam, that he's not Ne'eman to be Moitzi Momen, But he isn't able to be machzik mamon. So we keep egel lechora for three reasons. Number one, because we have two chazakas against the trey u'trey. A chazaka that he's cheskas kashrus and a cheskas mamon of the nitva, of the muchzik. Number two, even if we were to ignore both these chazakas, we'd still be left with a matzah sofik, and the other person, the nitva, is a muchzik, even if he has no cheskas mamon. And therefore, even if we ignore the chazakas, and we say there's a matter of a matter of a sofik, we're still not motzi mamon from the muchzik with that raya. And number three, even though trey, we ignore chazakas, even if we were to ignore both chazakas, that would only be because it's a chumah d'rabbanan that by trey, chazaka doesn't help us. That only applies for isvah v'hetzeg and doesn't apply by dini mamonus. And therefore, in our case, when there's a dini mamonus, the trey would create a matzah of sofik. We could still rely, however, on the person's cheskas kashrus because there's no chumah drabonon. That would not be enough to be mighty moment because an aid who is relying only on a cheskas kashrus can't be mighty moment, but he certainly can be machzik moment.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.